to hurt, and it strains your heart most and makes it worse.
Yes, ma'am.
I see.
And he's a good heart doctor, so I went and bought the chair.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess that's pretty good advice.
Well, I was paying him to treat me and tell me what to do, so I try to do what he says.
Yes, ma'am.
And I usually keep a bottle of my medicine. Before Loree come here, I kept a bottle of my heart medicine and a little pitcher of water and a clock over here in the radio set here at the television, you know, and I just sit here and take my medicine and wait to see what is going to happen.
Yes, ma'am.
I haven't had so many of them bad spells, so since she's been here, I sit around here and take better care of my heart than I did.
Okay, be back soon.
All right.
What was some of the furniture that people had in their bedroom that they didn't have anywhere else in the house?
I tell you the truth, a long time ago, there wasn't many people that had what they called a parlor or living room or nothing. And we had one up there after I got to being big enough to have dates. Boys come see me, Mama fixed me up a nice living room. But most folks would have a room fixed up. They'd have a dresser and some right pretty chairs and one bed in one of them big rooms. Well, that was where they entertained their company, and if they had special company, put them on that. That was their spare bedroom too, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And all the other rooms had beds in them, and most all the women had two beds in their family room.
Yes, ma'am. I see.
That dresser, now, is that the thing with the mirror on it?
Yeah.
Did you have anything that had a lot of drawers in it with no mirror where you might keep clothes?
A chest of drawers.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, there wasn't many of them, I tell you. I don't think I remember any when I was a child. They had some things over there called a wardrobe. Was built up and two doors come to, you know, and they had shelves in them because the houses a long time ago didn't know what a closet was.
Yes, ma'am.
They didn't build closets.
Yes, ma'am.
But they bought those things they called wardrobes and had big trunks.
I see.
I had the nicest trunk that my daddy and mother gave me when I married, great big trunk. And when I went to move to Mount Olive in 42, I had lots of books that I didn't want to move. And I filled that trunk full of books. And I set them up on a big high shelf that was in a house that was sitting back on the back there. A great big good house. We built it to keep, we used to kill meat and smoke it like farmers did, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
And had them big high shelves to set my fruit and things on. I set that trunk up there. It was dry and nice and everything. And I rented my house to my sister down there, and she had a daughter that was in, her husband was in service. And when I moved home, that trunk and all them books was gone, and a big old timey black cook pot that I had that I used on a wooden stove. I left it in that house. It was gone. And I had one of them old-timey coffee mills fastened up to the wall, and you had to grind your coffee.
Yes, ma'am.
And it was gone.
Oh.
And I knew if I asked them about it, they'd get mad with me, so I never have asked them, but I know they got it.
Yes, ma'am.
I imagine that girl that went off in service carried them with her, because I have never seen them down there at my sister's.
Yes, ma'am. Well,